Cummings, brother and sister, RASF. St. Helena, California, March 20th, 1909. Dr. Cummings, Paradise Valley Sanitarium, National City, California. Dear brother and sister Cummings, I have just received and read your letter, and it has given me courage and relief of mind. I rejoice with you in your success. The Lord has represented to me that the Paradise Valley Sanitarium should do a noble work in relieving the sufferings of humanity through prayerful, careful, skillful ministration, and I greatly desire to see this accomplished. I am pleased with your encouraging letter. We will make every effort we can to encourage you in your work, that the name of the Lord may be glorified. If you will work in faith and humble simplicity, sending your petitions continually to God for His grace and the guidance of His Holy Spirit, success will surely attend your efforts. Every sanitarium whose work is conducted upon right plans, upholding right principles, in firm reliance upon God, and in faith and confidence in His power to help, will be sustained by help that is divine. We must determine never to fail or to be discouraged. Let us encourage the helpers to hold up before the patients Him who came to our world to save perishing souls. I have been shown that if our workers would keep humble, if they would keep in mind their baptismal vows, by which they pledged themselves to become workers together with God, they would become sanctified by the grace of Christ and consecrated to the work of opening the Scriptures to those who are perishing in their sins. Let Bible truth be taught in the sanitarium parlors as you meet for worship and whenever opportunity offers. Let the message of present truth be made known in cheerful talks and in simple language. Let precious light from the Sun of Righteousness shine forth, and ever keep before helpers and patients the exceeding greatness of our hope in the gospel. We have an influential friend to plead our case in the courts of God. Every one of our sanitariums may be made an agency for the conversion of souls to God. As the words of Christ are explained in simplicity, the Spirit of Christ will make the truth effectual to the saving of souls. If these workers in the Lord's great vineyard would speak out their love for Christ in simple language, revealing in their labors Christ's spirit of humility and His saving grace, angels would work with them to make lasting impressions upon hearts and minds. Let all strive to become one in mind and judgment. The children are to be taught in kindness and in love. Parents and children need to have the Spirit of Christ manifested in their behalf. They need to learn that Christ is their helper and their exceeding great reward. Let parents be instructed to work for their children in simplicity and in the love of Christ. I pray that the Paradise Valley Sanitarium may become a place where the peace and grace of Christ is the prevailing element, where the children and youth are taught to gain a fitness for a place in the courts of God. Early in life, the children may gain a preparation for missionary work. They may do the simple works that are appropriate to their years in a manner that will express their love for Christ. And if they are properly taught during their early years, they will develop ability to do a broader work in later years. Thus, they will be gaining an experience that God would have them obtain. Let this work be done at Paradise Valley in such a way that it can bear the divine approval. We need to humble our hearts daily if we would be prepared to do the work of the Lord. The Holy Spirit will abide with the true believer who sows the seeds of truth in every place where he has opportunity. The seed is the word of the living God, of him who united with Christ in his labors when he stood in the temple or sat in a fisherman's boat to make known the teachings of the word. Revelation is the truth made known, and the word of God becomes such to those whom we teach. The heart of Christ responds to every soul whose mind is open to the reception of truth. He unveils to their understanding immortal truths, that they may be led to accept the sacrifice offered for sin, and to apply to their own souls
the remedy for spiritual disease. Christ has made it possible for every soul to appropriate his saving grace. The truths of the living Word, if accepted by faith, will remedy all the evil that sin has caused.